Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Paul writes about the innate tendency of men to dishonor the Lord and the purpose of God to show to men their natural corruption by giving them over to their own lust. All societies, regardless of their religious heritage, will devolve into utter wickedness apart from his restraint. We see this manifested in Sodom and Gomorrah, as they embrace wicked acts of the flesh that even the beasts of the field are not given to. As men dishonor God, the Lord removes his hand, and in his judgment, they embrace all manner of evil which is contrary to his order and commands. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Thus we understand that his judgment does not fall on men because of their adulation of the lusts of their flesh, but rather the fact that he turns them over to their own reprobate mind is evidence of his judgment which has already begun. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God has ordained a certain order in the earth, which men ultimately despise and pervert. The abandonment of this order and the commandments of God always bring with it the destruction of the very flesh which men adore. The Lord created man, Adam, from the dust of the ground, and then created the woman, Eve, with a rib from his side. He fashioned them both exactly as he determined that they should be. He illustrated the headship of Christ over his church by making the man to be the head of the woman. Each time that this principle is disregarded, the glory of Christ is impugned. Yet there is not a society on the face of the earth that does not in many ways ignore this truth, either by demanding that gender be abolished or by trying to make the woman into a slave, whose only purpose is to satisfy the lusts of the man. Christ is exalted when men are men and women are honored and loved by their husbands. When we look at our society, we see its certain doom as men, not liking to retain God in their knowledge, burn in lust towards women who are not their wives. Women dishonor Christ as they burn in lust toward men who are not their husbands. Men couple themselves with other men, and women do the same with other women. Those whom God fashions as men seek to be women and vice versa. This is utter confusion, will worship, and the fruit of unrestrained free will. Some suppose that God winks at such foolishness. Yet in these things he shows his disdain for man's self-glorying by giving him over to his own desires. Effeminate men and masculine women are outside of his order and commandments, as well as disregarding marriage vows, fornication, and other forms of sexual impurity. Often religious moralists seek to minimize their own wickedness by pointing out the more egregious sins, as they might define them, of the sodomites and other sexual perverts. Yet to look upon a woman who is not one's wife with lust is as much an affront to God as is the activity of homosexuality. Adam and Eve were both transgressors of the holy law of God. Eve was deceived by the serpent. Adam was not deceived, yet he brazenly disobeyed the commandment by listening to the one whom the Lord gave him. He disregarded the order of God as he failed to lead the woman as her head and instead closed ranks with her in their own combined wickedness. They both manifested their corruptible nature in their disobedience. Paul writes that the woman shall be saved in childbearing. On its surface, this is a difficult passage to comprehend. Yet when we take it in its context, the meaning becomes clearer. Paul is setting forth the role of men and women in the church. In such matters, I believe he would also reference our interaction in the world. Women are not to be teachers of men, nor to take places of authority over men in the church. This is certainly not a favorable viewpoint in the society in which we live, but seems quite plain in those things which Paul taught the churches to which he wrote. Christ is exalted as the head of his church when this pattern is followed. It is through the woman that the Messiah came, and she has been privileged to carry on this important function which no man can attain to. Thus she is not to be ashamed of the calling which the Lord has given her, and she is therefore delivered from any consideration of being of less importance in the kingdom of God, where there is neither male nor female. Whereas the man exalts Christ as he is the head of the woman, so too does the woman exalt Christ in her role as his helpmeet. And each time a child is born, we are reminded that Christ too was born of a woman.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.